Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'd like you to join Professor of Catholic Social Teaching at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas here in Rome. He's Dominican Father Alejandro Crosthwaite and affords us an insight into the post-synodal exhortation Familiaris Consortio. That's in a couple of interviews, of which you're about to hear the first, timed to coincide with the 7th World Meeting of Families currently taking place in the Milan Archdiocese as from Wednesday 30th of May. One Pope Benedict is scheduled to attend later in the week, precisely from the 1st to the 3rd of June. A meeting which is taking place on Italian soil for the first time since that one in Rome back in 1994 during the pontificate of Blessed John Paul II. There have been 5 other such meetings since then. 2 of these took place during the pontificate of Benedict XVI, who attended the first of these in Valencia, Spain, back in July 2006, but missed out on the 2009 one in Mexico City. These meetings take place every 3 years, are sponsored by the Pontifical Council for the Family, and are hosted by different dioceses across the world. The theme of the current gathering in Milan, which brings together families from all over the world, is the family, work and celebration, and reflects the need for a message of hope for families affected by the current critical economic situation. But getting back to the interview with Father Crosthwaite, stay tuned as I begin by asking him to place church teaching on family issues within an historical context.
Traditionally, the church has not really focused on the family. So the topic of the family is really a relatively, talking about centuries, a relatively brand new topic. In the early church, the church was hesitant to talk about the family because of the persecutions, etc. And so Christianity as the dividing sword between fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, and basically invited the early Christians to be part of the larger church. So in one sense, there was a refusal of the family as not being considered as that important as the family of the church. And then there was a change where the church became a substitute for the family. So the church itself was seen as a family. And one joined the church through baptism, and that became your new family. And it wasn't until much later, after the 4th, 5th century, that the church begins to focus more on the topic of the family, but never as an institution, but more with different topics related especially to marriage and sexuality and the purpose of that. In other words, more questions concerning sexual ethics. And so it took the church a long time to really look at the institution of the family and as an institution that's foundational for the church as well as for society. And so it's not within the 100 years, basically, that the family begins to take a prominent role in Catholic theology.
What would you identify as the first document then regarding the family drawn up by the church? Or was it within other documents that the family surfaced?
Well, there's really a lot of discussion of Vatican II where the topic is brought up, basically. But again, you can say it's not until the Synod and the Apostolic Exhortation that a document focusing only on the family as an institution.
The actual synod was on the role of the Christian family in the modern world, and Familiaris Consortio was translated into English with these words, no? So the modern world has changed a lot since 30 years ago.
Yes.
But this document still has relevance today?
Oh, definitely. I think more and more we're becoming aware of the importance of the family within the church and within the larger society. And as more and more threats to the institution of the family come up, I think the church has really looked, especially with John Paul II being such a pastoral pope, really look at the care of the family.
In this document, some people say that there's a tension between the ideal family life and the real life, which I think is something anyone who has a family can actually identify there.
Yes, I think, like I was saying earlier, in one sense, the church has never really understood the whole theology of the family. I think that is something that's still developing. I think this apostolic exhortation really begins a discussion within the church, and several institutions have been established after this. For example, the John Paul II Institute for Marriage and Family, to really create a theology of the family. And so I think sometimes we're still on a very idealistic model where we look at the family in this idealistic way, but without really understanding the full dynamics within the family, what reality is, because also what is the family? It's not very clear, even within the church, because at least from a sociological point of view, the whole question of the nuclear family is a new development, whereas for centuries it was more the extended family, the generational family, and those interconnections and dynamics. So exactly what constitutes a family, it's a big question. And I think it's a question that also society is asking today. What is the family? What is it that the state is called to protect and to promote within society?
Catholic Church is often accused of not having an understanding of the family because there's a gap between what I was saying earlier, the ideal family and the real family, no?
Well, I mean, I think it's more like anything in the Gospels, is we are called to be the fullness of what we are. So basically to be fully human, to be fully real families where love predominates. And I think that it's an exhortation. It's a call to something greater, not something beyond our possibilities, but to be the fullness of what we are called to be.
Benedict, too, has spoken many times on the family. On one occasion, he said something which was quite beautiful. He described the family as a privileged setting where every person learns to give and receive love. That's a good line, isn't it?
It's a wonderful line, and it's also already mentioned in John Paul II. He really emphasized in the apostolic exhortation the whole question that the family is a community of love, which begins first with the spouses, husband and wife loving each other, which is a love that is generous, just like God's love is generous, that produces the children. And then that creates a small community, which is the family, which is a community of love, which is also in its turn called to share that love with the larger family of the human race. And so John Paul II insists several times, as also our Holy Father Benedict XVI, of the social service and the social function of the family in society. John Paul II is very clear in inviting families to actually, as a family, reach out to the poor, reach out to the oppressed, reach out to the excluded, reach out to all those who somehow are not part of the family or do not have membership in the larger family of society. So John Paul II says the only way the family itself becomes a source of love, generous love, is by doing service to the larger community. And I think that's something that also Holy Father Benedict XVI is emphasizing.
And you were listening to part one of Familiaris Consortio Explained by Professor of Social Teaching at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas here in Rome, Father Alejandro Crosthwaite. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.